lot has been going on in the Pacific. Papua New Guinea, a small island in the Pacific, never imagined being affected by globalization, nor by the financial crisis. Needless to say, that was not the case. Elliot Raphael, a senior partner of the National Broadcasting Center in Papua New Guinea, tells us why.
Papua New Guinea is not, you know, immune from globalization and, for that matter, the global financial crisis. In 2008, when prior to that, the government, our government, such as the government, thought the impacts of globalization would be less in Papua New Guinea. But then come 2008, and they found out that the impacts were great because most of the resource developers on our local stock exchange, Department of Stock Exchange, are dual listed, either in heavily reliant on these resources. The revenue comes from them to fund our budget and so forth. After the economic crisis, the share prices dropped, and then we didn't get the revenue, the kind of revenue that we decided. So the government had to reverse its budget assumptions. The central bank had to tighten its monetary policy, and the fiscal policy of the government had to be reversed because of that.
Neighboring island Fiji is under a new censorship law. Until last year, media outlets were self-regulated. Now, if media speaks against public and national interests, there will be fines of up to 500,000 Fiji dollars or jailed for up to 5 years. Mrs. Shailendra Bahadur Singh, head of journalism at the University of South Pacific, requests Australia and New Zealand to cover Pacific Island stories and also explains how the two countries can help the island's media.
I think Australia and New Zealand, they can give support to improving media standards in Fiji, perhaps by providing more training opportunities for young journalists and help build the sector. I can also talk about, you know, what are the developmental needs of Fiji and how journalists can assist. Fiji is a developing country. There's quite a bit of poverty, and there are a lot of social issues, right? So the media, I think, needs to take on a social justice role. It can cover things like, you know, women in parliament and women in leadership positions, poverty issues, for example, right? It can do more to bring the story of the common people and the challenges and the suffering that they face into the media. I think a lot of the focus with the media in Fiji is on prominence and conflict, unfortunately, you see. So prominence means they talk to mostly politicians, business leaders, and other people in prominent positions. And sometimes they forget the grassroots people. Now, no one can articulate the problems of the grassroots people better than the people who are actually suffering those problems. So what I'm saying is that maybe the media should shift its focus a bit, the media in Fiji and perhaps other Pacific Island countries also, and really, you know, go to the grassroots people and talk to them about their problems. Also, this focus on conflict, right? I mean, there's this theory, of course, that, you know, bad news is good news, right? And good news is no news. So I believe, this is my opinion, that the media spends a disproportionate amount of time and gives a disproportionate amount of space to, you know, fighting, politicians fighting each other, politicians trying to gain political mileage and all that sort of thing. Now, in a country like Fiji, right, you have an indigenous Fijian population of about 50% and about 40% ethnic Indian population. And there's been a history of political tension, you see. That kind of reporting can have very damaging effects. I'm not saying that, you know, you don't report conflicts about politicians and all that, right? You have to report that, but you need to ask questions. For example, some politicians use the media merely to incite feelings, right, to get votes, because that's the way the Fijian constitution is framed. Voting for a number of seats is along racial lines. In order to win votes, politicians often resort to race rhetoric, right? And in the media, sometimes unknowingly becomes the pawn of the politicians. So I think that the media needs a lot more training, perhaps, and deeper thinking about the issues affecting Fiji. Help the media, help the people.